Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
Earlier on in the week, we heard about the quiet hour that Coles is doing for kids on the autism spectrum. They're highly sensitive, we know that, but is the community and shopping centres doing enough? Well, Coles definitely is, and we're on the phone now with Martin. How did this all come about?
Well, this started as a trial in Victoria, and it really started because of the idea of one customer. We had one customer go to the store manager, and she said that she'd heard about this sort of thing happening in overseas. And she had a child that was on the autism spectrum, and she asked the manager if we could try and make a few small changes in the store to make her shopping experience with her son easier and just more relaxed.
Oh, how good is that, that people are genuinely listening and making the changes for their customers? What are some of the things that you do in the centre for it?
Well, we reduce the store lighting by about 50%. We switch off the Coles radio, and the register and scanner volumes, we reduce them to the lowest level. So there are just small changes. We also do things like make sure all the trolleys are in their bay before quiet hour starts, so you don't hear that big bang and crash during the shop. And it's 1 hour for 1 week, in one day in a week. And it's just been a really, really great experience for everyone, our team members, our customers, and we've been overwhelmed with the positive feedback.
Of course. Well, I just got some feedback now online. For the first time, their child hugged somebody in the shopping centre when they be able to have that quiet hour, which is massive. These are the things that they can't normally do because of how highly sensitive they are.
Well, I was actually in the trial store in Victoria, and I was told that one of the mothers was crying at the end of her shop, and the team members in store were a bit concerned, wondering what was wrong, and she was just crying because she was just so happy about how it all went. She usually can't even take her son shopping because, you know, he suffers anxiety.
Yes.
You know, it's really difficult. So to see the personal experiences, personally, as someone who works at Coles, I've been overwhelmed. It's really great to be able to do something really good like this.
So when it's one day of the week for 1 hour, how do you decide the time and how do you find that that fits in and works with everyone?
Well, we actually worked with an organisation called Autism Spectrum Australia, and we got feedback from them. They did some research about when this would be most suitable for people on the autism spectrum and people with family members on the autism spectrum. But let's not forget, it's actually helping other members of the community too. We've had feedback that the elderly really like it, people who suffer post-traumatic stress. So it's been great to be able to, you know, help our customers and just make their shop a bit easier.
So if it's helping everyone, why don't we just do it full time in the shopping in the shops?
Well, you've got to understand that operationally, it seems like small changes, but things like they suspend restocking shelves and moving trolleys. So we can't really do it all the time. But the 1 hour for one day a week has been great, and we know we'll look to other opportunities. But
yes.
It's quite operationally, it is a little bit difficult.
It's funny because we see it and we hear it, and then all of a sudden we're like, how can everyone have this much compassion?
Yeah.
We shouldn't be surprised by it, but unfortunately with the way we live in 2017, both Tools and I were a bit taken back by it, but we think it's a wonderful thing. Here in Coffs Harbour, how do we know times and days, and how can the local people here get involved with it?
Well, the time is nationwide. It's going to be Tuesday mornings between 10:30 and 11:30. And there'll be an announcement on the PA that it's starting. It runs for an hour. And it would ask that everyone that goes during that time is respectful of the fact it is quiet hour. And, you know, you'll notice that the radio is turned off. It won't be as noisy. And, so that's... It's the same time everywhere.
Well, it's great for us radio announcers. We won't have to wear glasses because we don't want to sign autographs when we're going to the shopping centre either. So, Martin, we think it's a wonderful thing and we appreciate the time. So thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Get up with Joel and Jules on the Coffs Coast. Hit 105.